Dampo long nangirepe, yan ngatsu nyampo dongirepe.
Nyampo dona long togre.
So we're going to begin by chanting together in the presence of the Kudong. This ten. These ten songs describing the true meaning by Milarepa. And what first Rinpoche will chant them in Tibetan, giving us the reading transmission, and then Dining also Injike.
The basic nature of things is not produced by cause or condition. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who gets to the very bottom of this, cast down to its very root? Mind's impulse to sudden thought cannot be stopped by hundreds of years. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that attachment can dissolve, be freed in and of itself? The movement of thinking mind cannot be locked in an iron box. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who sees that discursive mind itself is empty in itself? The sensory enjoyments, even wisdom, deities do not shun. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who is able to see through the transparency of the process of consciousness? What about the appearance of the six kinds of objects that go with the consciousnesses? Not even the hands of victorious ones can put a stop to that. Is there an accomplished yogi here, or a yogini, who can see there is no object there behind the appearances?
Jilam dogom jebe durando do nevar zinje tawand los zundo gomband los zundo jebond los zundo devond los zundo avez zunje zundo Mose Simzonde de Senye Sore Mavodo de la Mzome Bard Gombe Zisunche Tano Namdo Chiko Jorvay Rikshar Deve Mavodo Machi Nyambar Jai Bard Chibezir sunshe tono, gichu chibezho laja, dikyo ranji ne soto, nimbe sardon je soime. Chibezir sunshe tono, nyande shine jodoime, korwa shinto pandumi, rasem sunje solo daj. Zenon
Next, the song of Mahamudra sung by the Lord of Yogins, Milarepa.
Dogizojojambogonzoi, to namdo nyambar te dar ja be zenye kamen che no so ranza dor me jene do revo ye mondo mal lo re re do ni zen do nya re turbo
meditating on Maha Mudra, I rest without struggle in actual reality. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness and bliss is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space I rest in equipoise, and resting my bliss is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifests endlessly, without even trying self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no self-centered away. Delusion is wisdom, now that's being cheerful and bright. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's alright.
Ndekab so nyambar yaksor mendaba trok songbare ajang samuyesare.
This song, which presents six different aspects of even placement, is extremely profound. The next song is about separating happiness and suffering. Some people, when they practice, experience great happiness inside, as did Milarepa, and some people seem to find only misery, and this song explains why.
Turpe jizu dhami dhunga chingshi sifi shiva namyandu. Mache ngangwa jane jurne rongsu tuvi nujur namyandu. Sungsur jizu dhami Chodong Rongo Suki Chubo Nongyongu. No one chugor tone redo tetsun jibi no do no yongu. Papjo tojo sene chujin gomanembe chubo nongyongu. Come, Nilo Raso Sende Nongyo Nongyo Nde 대파 콩도 쪽네 동동 샴샴 세비 주바 농양루 테마 라살 쪽네 냠냠 준줄음 니기 누구노요네 타니 츠즈라네 Semla takyo mepe chupa namyandu Jigde savatane chenze sate trulbe Nujur namyandu Trepor doso sene matanyi de chungi Chupa namyandu Kembai nani lone tamte jomar tupi nondo nomonde Yengwe lamdo shokne lunga tindo korbe shupa namyandu Tsundru dala yone tarpe salam rupi Nujur nuyombe Lili drozo tsune Korwe tingdo sepe Cheba nomyandu Tusa drondo chone Demo semlandoge Cheba nomyandu Keli chula sene Chöna digla sepe chupa namyandu Redo tezon chone nyoma gende Nile nangar namyandu Nata mala sene gosan tenjo sepe chupa namyandu Chikku jabdo chorne tato laji sebe nonjur nonyongde
Yeah, sing a song.
Someone who rests in the act of self-recognition and is therefore in contact with basic reality. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dharma practitioner chasing after delusion. Creating a welter of suffering. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who rests in a state which is not artificial. Is unchanging and pure in the midst of whatever occurs. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. For a Dharma practitioner caught in events and reacting. Likes and dislikes pile up all by themselves. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's realized appearance as Dharmakaya has cut through the hopes and the fears and the hesitations.
is a yogi
and always content. A Dhamma practitioner, careless and full of pretenses, embarked on top of the eight worldly dhammas at all. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who knows that everything is mine is able to use whatever appears as a resource. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A practitioner lost in life's distractions will find a great deal to regret at the time of death. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's mastered a measure of realization can settle in natural mind, natural presence. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dhamma practitioner shackled in loss of desires, who is self-indulgent and scrounging for attention. This is the person unhappy at any time. This is a person who is always miserable. One for whom nobles are freed on the spot where they're falling, as an unbroken flow insightful experiences. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dhamma practitioner caught in conventional terms will not in conclusive discernment applying to mind. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's given up worldly pursuits and involvement is free of self-interest and narrow-minded objectives. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dhamma person struggle is gifted with visions, whose only perspective is caring for family and friends. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's turned from attachment from within, with the realization that everything is illusion. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dhamma practitioner taking a path of distraction sells his own body and spirit.
speech into slavery. This is the person I'm happy at any time. This is the person who's always miserable. Someone who rides on the horse of diligence will go through the levels and travel freedom's path. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dharma practitioner shackled in laziness will sink like an anchor into the brine of samsara. This is the person I'm happy at any time. This is the person who's always miserable. Someone who's listened, reflected, and got hesitation, then contemplates the panorama of mind. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dharma practitioner claiming to practice the Dharma, whose way of behaving is really a case of wrongdoing. This is a person unhappy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's cut through the whole thing and fearing and doubting and resting the natural state without interruption. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content. A Dharma practitioner led by the nose, by the others, who flatters and humors and just to get their applause. This is a person I'm happy at any time. This is a person who's always miserable. Someone who's left the cares of his life behind and is always engaged in practicing excellent dharma. This is a yogi and happy at any time. Someone like this is a yogi and always content.
Next, the song of the eight kinds of mastery.
Tawa lungjur, gomba lungjur, techepa lungjur teche.
The view, the mastery of the view, mastery of meditation, and mastery of conduct.
Nelok lungjur, shukur lungjur, dhamma lungjur, tokse lungjur, deva lungjur tangjiri.
In addition to mastery of the nature, mastery of the Dharmakaya, mastery of instruction, mastery of realization, and mastery of the fruition.
Dekab je lungjur sijete long do jorpa ramang thapa yin la tu magupa ramang thapa la lungjur sigre pena taba lungjur sijete range tab ko la tetsun chude tetsun tsani me ba yin la tem go ba cha no tene taba long do jorpa te na yi.
The term long do jorpa, mastery, here indicates freedom or independence, such that one has no need to rely upon anyone else. For example, in the context of the view, mastery of the view means that one has complete certainty, no doubts about the view. such that one need not question anyone about it.
Tene tondam la ton tambe demba la yina mayinam sambe tetsong yena tene tetsong yoba serna long du jor yo mare rawang chasang yo mare tetsong yo.
We do not have complete freedom or independence with regard to our view of absolute truth, as can be seen by our doubt when we consider absolute truth, is it this way or isn't it, and so forth. In the Tibetan, two lines. So there are two lines missing in the Tibetan, but not in the English, I think.
Gumba long do jor bai. Do jor bai.
Kante kari chen do.
Ne long long do jor bai. Mui ma cha chi tepa rin de. Dele. Sem da nam ka je me no. Chuko long do jor bai. Ki do nye po je me no. Dama long do jor bai.
Not separating appearance and emptiness, this is you as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing, this is as meditation as it can be. This is conduct as mastered as it can be. Not seeing the here and hereafter as differing, this is their nature as mastered as it can be. Not seeing mind and space as differing, this is as Dharmakaya as it can be. When pleasure and pain are not two different things, this is instruction as mastered as it can be. Not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing, this is as full as realization can be. Not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing, this is as full of fruition as it can be.
Della, Longjur Nipa Kapso, Kangba Nipa De, Longjur Sumba Kapso, Kangba Nipa Chesong Rindo, Detam Tongba Chemina, Joba Long to Joba, Longjur Yepa Kapso, Tangbo de Chesong Rindo, Data Sama Chemina, Nelo Long to Joba.
So the lines that are missing are the second line of the third mastery and the first line of the fourth. So it's after Dedong Tompa Chimena should be Chupa Longdo Jorpayin, and before Nelok Longdo Jorpayin it should be Dedong Chima or Sima Chimena.
Nelok Longdo Jorpayin.
Then Nelok Longdo Jorpayin.
And then they have the Longdo Yepanelo longer the tin that I gave us some la chepa mevachona, then a nello long the jerba, nello la ramon to vibrate.
The import of the fourth is that if there is no difference between this life and the future life, then one has complete freedom or independence with regard to the nature.
And
for as long as there is a difference between this life and the future life, for as long as we are attached to this life and afraid to lose it and pass into the future life, for that long we are still not complete in our freedom within the nature. So when testing to see if you have accomplished freedom within the nature or mastery of the nature, then look to see if there is any difference between this life and the future life to you. If there is a difference, you have not attained mastery, and if there is no difference, you have.
Nada metepe, metepe gomba, mapaloce, malare pala cheddar sumbati, matopa cup, tatoka cup, sonda, sonda, jette sumbari.
The next song presents the intentions of Maitripa as taught to Lord Marpa regarding the three situations, the situation without realization, with realization, and of the nature itself, or the ultimate situation.
Nimbe bade daya sonam kundo jai pati jengam da mete malais dine sabje be mola kubar dinje doim tave yantse chai jaj tada jume doin doj yende tamche razo Jonam Gunje Magub, Deje Kurba Muzuch, Chinjo Marbe Degizu, Enawaj Duranawaj, Mado Dunajur Nind, Yurje Shimbeje Waj, Toba Nalajur Man, Yunasinje Josuch, Tardo dola na manyo, chene chukur da gozo, nangyuwa yeje manje, mando dola marepa, lenye mongko jeje zaye, to narare yeje, karpe yente zobarjo, tardo dola yeje, Come to Boston,
You entertain. In the end, you
demons and ghouls. For as long as your guise has not been seen through Amara, obstacle makers do nothing but travel spell. If thy guise is seen through, obstructors are Dhammapalas, a hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate Yana, to put it in general terms, to the Anuyama, when a doctor condensation with muddy lines, the forms of spirit I've seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're true will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin, knowing no better I built a nest of delusion, taking doves that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the jets and cedars grinding so kind, I'm testing samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. Through realizing delusion to have no ground, the water moon of the wind shines unblurred. The sun of luminosity free of clouds lights up the darkness of ignorance up to its spring. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. A glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source, how strange and amazing.
Ne kap som de. De kap sa se nama nan zimba nyelin zog di pombo de dan gik yel jando. Tene ngatsu tanda tsendela jarna yang yapu yungre. Tsendela yang mato pe kap tope kap nelok tatok tang som yore. Tene tsendeye naman te tsende denba tatu nang hing semji chang denbar hing te Ranga lila tembe dunga mandrava na tsopa. Lonjo la tembe dunga mandrava na tsopa. Drala tembe dunga mandrava na tsopa. Nila tembe dunga mandrava na tsopa. Drani jorva la tembe dunga mandrava na tsopa. Nyungunduna, tene rani tsendeya nawa de madopa nawa in batare. Te apota goyo.
The three situations, those of no realization, realization, and of the ultimate nature, are applied in this song to external appearances, the internal apprehension or fixation, the aggregate of form, and to spirits and obstructors, to these four categories. But we could also apply it to this life in general. And if there is a situation where, because this life appears to be, the appearances of this life appear to have a true reality or truth to them, and because our mind fixates on them as real, we experience different sufferings with our body, different sufferings on the basis of our possessions, different sufferings on the basis of our enemies, and different sufferings on the basis of friends turning into enemies. If we experience this, this is a sign that we have not realized the nature of the appearances of this life.
Then Malang won my hip and neck come down. Malang won my hip and neck up so don't have Madava nuts open young dog as on Yamundua. Jeranzo Kangal and Yamunjir and Malam Danguija. The Malam the Dunga Madava nuts open you want tea neck up there. Malang won my hip and neck up there. Neck up there. Malang won my hip and neck up Gentropa Latine. Then it don't have Madava nuts open you want it. Don't have Madava nuts open you want it. Malang won my hip and neck up there. Then it now and down. Now seem Gentropa.
The situation of not recognizing the nature of the appearances of this life is similar to the situation of not recognizing that one is dreaming while one is dreaming. Because one fails to recognize that what is occurring is in fact merely a dream, one experiences different sufferings. This is something I'm sure all of you have experienced, as I'm sure you all dream. In any case, it is through one's confusion that this variety of sufferings is experienced. And in the case of the dream, the situation of not recognizing the dream as a dream brings about a confusion of mind and appearance.
Dene malam mo hipa yina malam je nawa la dingi me besirna lula tembe dunga yomare lula tembe dunga lonjo la tembe dunga dra la tembe dunga Nila tembedunga, Dani, Jura sepedunga, Jura hajang jogu sepedunga la soba, Kaya yamare. Pete yendo, tedan rawa. Tene, tende, nailung de, Mansum to toka yina, Nanjur pata, Nanjur mare, tela tene, tendela tembedunga, tazo yamare, Mango yivana, whichever.
If you recognize a dream to be a dream, then you have no fixation on the apparent reality of the images of the dream. Therefore, you do not experience sufferings based on the appearance of a physical body or upon the appearance of possessions, of enemies, of friends changing into enemies, or of any other great change in your life. In the same way, a yogi or yogini who recognizes the nature of the appearances of this life is free from those sufferings, just as someone is who recognizes a dream to be a dream.
Tene ta tsende nama de mala ngo hipa tabar jorti, tene lula tembe dunga, lonjo la tembe dunga, dra la tembe dunga, nyi la tembe dunga, jorwa la tembe dunga, tesu yang, mala ngo hipa yendo dunga zani mina, tene to ton tambe tsende ne lo yung tokpa re, tokpa ne ka re.
So if your experience of the appearances of this life is like that, like the experience of recognizing a dream to be a dream, and you therefore have no suffering based on physical body, possessions, enemies, friends, or any changes that occur, then this is the situation of realization in which you have realized the nature of the appearances of this life and you can relax and be at ease.
Dene malam la ngo ma hip ne kap ta ngo hip ne kap ni yobate nam to la ra le pare den bari hem ba yobatan din yin je nam to le tro wa ni ji che pare ma to malan rang ka ngo la che ba yo ma re malan rang ka ngo te malam to da ta ni la so pa ngar ta chi je na wa na so pa hya na ya ka nga dene ma ro pare ये मैं पास चावा मैं पास है कोलो पार पे चुके ले यमी चार डर सीख दो ये Ming da be ye madropa, ming yang madropa. Ming madropa, ming da be ye yang madropa. Then da wale yimi tsara seno, yimi tsara re, yimi tsara te karre, ton jang re vete yang mare, tatok drupa tamje lende bare. Drupa tamje lende bate nyamba nyare, ton da nelo ngomate tudra, drupa tamje lende baam, yang na dorje tekbe log da yan dena, tikin jikapso yang heba mambuire. Nelo ngoma de nyamba nyire.
The two situations of not recognizing or recognizing a dream to be a dream depend upon one's thought or concept, on the presence or absence of fixation on the apparent reality of the dream. In the essence or nature of the dream itself, there is no difference between the two situations. Even when in a dream, conflicting situations of conflict, friends and enemies and so forth, appear, these are unestablished. These are without true nature. And this is what is referred to in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma as absence of ground and absence of and being without root. But this is not a mere emptiness or only emptiness, because it is a state that is, this nature is a state that is beyond all elaborations, which means that it is what is called in the Vajrayana and also to some extent in the Mahayana, sameness.
Tani lendeba, Namdoke, Semjim Mepa lendeba, la Tuda cigre. Tuda in a young Natsu heper cups or samba cups or Tuda ris, samba, Namdo jeva cups or Kansati, Tini, Kunzop re young, Kunzop jacap, Tani jacap chayo. Kansa ran to your door. Tudo, Tuda re, Namni ris, samba cups or Namdoke Zogando young, the Tani jacap.
Well, the nature is beyond elaboration, and therefore is beyond a name, description, words, or thoughts of any kind. Nevertheless, when we think the nature is beyond elaboration, or develop a concept of beyond elaboration, this is mere relative or conventional concept or term, and is still the situation of terminology or of conventions.
This is the tongue as a tende in Nawala. Not a tendela. Tende in Nawala long jo gogando. Long majo vatamdo. Then do ta ranga tende in Nawante. Mato pacab rindoga. Tanda to pacab rindoga. Tinide. Yabota gogando.
Since we have no choice but to partake of the appearances of this life, it is appropriate that we examine to see whether our situation in partaking of these appearances is that of not realizing their nature or that of realizing it. In the ultimate nature, however, there is no difference between the unrealized and realized situations. Just as, for example, in the nature of the images within a dream, there is no difference in the nature of those images between a dream that is recognized to be a dream and a dream that is not. For example, if in a dream you are burnt by fire, If you do not recognize it as a dream, you will experience burning. And if you do recognize it as a dream, you will not. But the dream fire itself is undifferentiated in nature between the two situations. And this is what is referred to in the second turning of the Dharma wheel as natural emptiness, or Rangjin Tompanyu, which is among the 16 types of emptiness taught in that context.
Tene tanda turam nikyo pati njiktinje kam, njiktinje sagong, njiktin sai kumante chung chung cha, hachang chung chung cha, njurwa te njobu zo, namdok njurwa ya hachang njobu zo kapso, ta nga tu Jitin Tse De Nawante, Mato Pukap, Tang To Pukap Ni La, Samnu Yaputanyate Karchimbure.
It's especially important to carefully consider whether one is realizing the nature of the appearances of this life or not realizing them in the context of 20th century life, in which situation the world has become extremely small, change happens very quickly. And in particular, or especially, changes in thought, or the speed of thought, is very great.
And
actually, in Buddhist tradition, and as practicing Buddhists, we have no recourse or resource when experiencing problems other than meditation upon or cultivation of the genuine view. There is nothing else that one can do or need do in those situations.
Ta kangur nidun samure nanjir jevam so mlare palab se kangar avalla tene khava ni gad sin gad ni tin joje papte tene mayen rong che dawa trogla kangnan yopare ten loma tso tan junda tso ta lama ko kha yore lama nyangin len de yore san pe donga chembo zo konso lama gonzo len che pa yang pu bilo ji yore jisu malare pa ko ma kha bare tene kangnan ni pe te loma tso jipsin lama kangnan na dawa trog gom pe nyamnyung ji sono ji kyu kap so nyamnyung je de songbare tene de kangor nidon sam mingtayo kangnan sumban gore nidon imbesena nidon sam imbesena tene drahe te drahe patan jupani ga yore.
Then the next song is called The Profound Definitive Meaning, sung on the Snowy Range. It was sung by Lord Milarepa, the Lord of Yogins Milarepa, in a place called Lachi. And what had happened was he had gone there, and after he reached the area, it snowed for 9 days and nine nights. And as a result, he was isolated from his students and disciples for 6 months. And they assumed, in fact, that he had passed into Parinirvana and went as far as to do the funeral ceremonies with the appropriate offerings, as can be seen in the stories that go with the songs. And then when it was discovered that he had not passed away and they came to meet him, they asked him what, they said, Jetsun Lama, what kind of experiences? Please sing to us of your experiences during this 6 month period of isolation. And in response, he sang this song, which gets its name from the fact that it is a profound exposition of the definitive meaning of the teachings that was sung under those circumstances and in that place.
Sungundi kapsu tawa gomba chepa tendanje tamse tharto kindev na sungbare.
There are five topics in the song, which are the view, meditation, conduct, ultimate samaya, and final fruition.
Guru
당아
For the mind that masters you, the emptiness dawns in the contency not even Adam exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way.
Then in the cups of Kachi, you get the Dantanji Tamsek, the Tamsek, the Namba, Sanga, the Lola, Samayam, Bundela, Sobayavare, Tranka, Jan, the Songuba, Sonsa, Sonsi, Patranka, Zen, the Songuba, the cups of Kunzo, the Tamsek, the Lay Tambo, Kunzo, the Tamsek, Songo, the Inayan, Dantanji Tamsek, the Tingo, Ton Tambar, Sons, the Yorian, Mulam Tabre. Sons, the Yorian, Mulam Tabre, Sons, Sava, Mulam Tabre, Tani Kunzo, the Ninang Sanjere, Yang Tapatuba, the Travare, Tenda, Tina, Tene, Tundamje, Tamsik, Timber, Inayan, Tartok, Tene, Tundamje, Tamsik, Song, Toba, Gogir.
The most important point in this song is about absolute samaya. The samayas which are usually enumerated in the Vajrayana, such as the 100,000 samayas and so forth, are all conventional. All samayas that can be enumerated in that way are conventional or relative. And while these must be kept by beginners, it is necessary at the same time that beginners remember that the absolute or ultimate samaya is where they're heading for. And one remembers this by remembering that the garder of samaya, the samaya that is guarded and the guarding of it, are all like a dream or like a magical illusion. And this is sufficient for remembering it as a beginner. Nevertheless, ultimately speaking, one must enter into the maintenance of absolute samaya, finally. Sometimes when we're very busy in mundane activities, then we run into the situation of thinking, how can we keep all these samayas? And in fact, who can keep all of these samayas? And in those situations, it's best if one can keep in mind this absolute or ultimate samaya. Next, the eight ornaments of profound meaning. So we're on page
39. Yeah.
Special embellishment. When into the Dharmakaya thoughts resolve, is this not a self-emergent meditation? Dress it up in the realm of experience, and this will serve as its special sixfold collection, pure right where it stands. Is this not the conduct that goes with equal taste? Dress it up in a sense of timing that's right, and this will serve as a special embellishment. When experiences of emptiness, bliss, well up. Is this not the point of whispered lineage instruction? special embellishment. When your mind has arrived at the point where the riddle is solved, is this not Buddha gained in a single life? A ray yet embodies the Buddha highest of four, and this will serve as a special embellishment. A master of scriptures and logic and special instructions, is this not called a lama who holds a lineage? Adorned with a noble heart of true compassion, this is what serves as a special embellishment. One who has faith with compassion is amply endowed. Is this not a student comprising a suitable vessel? Fully equipped with respect and devout commitment, this is what serves as their special embellishment. In brief, one comes to terms with mind through view. Meditation turns this into experience. Conduct fills in the picture in every tale. What actually happens for Kaya's manifest. The fruit of all this is asserted in terms of mind. Realization, esteem is all come down to the same.
Ta re chong pa lu sung pa sung go re. Nyar hing gom pa gom chol, sa hing gom chol, dro hing gom chol som se. Chu chen te nyar sa dro som ne yin pa chue lam le ka manda wa tam je chu chen gom chol la de pa re.
The next song was sung to Rechungpa and deals with how to meditate while sleeping, eating, walking, and also in the next section, all other activities which are treated as one. If you can in this way meditate throughout fourfold daily activity, then you have lots of time to meditate because it's all the time.
Yeah.
The next is the prayer of solemn commitment which was made by the Lord of Yogins Milarepa when entering retreat, and therefore, since it has his blessing, it's appropriate to recite it when beginning a session of practice or entering retreat.
Tene malare pa yang danda drajur ji ja po ma pa lo ta le damwa thom ne tanya lon tin bog da dawa chuk che gomba ne zong te tene se zong ro nang zong ro sam zong ro ya zo ni de ni che yo zo tra pa pu chi ye ma tra pa ye la so pa la tene ko che te la dro pa ja Tene Yangilin de Pacas of Gono Jachi Javitan, the Trapul, and Yangilin de Pate, Malan, the Tabusumba Latende, then it drop a la parte member, drop and Tarsimari. Not so young than Lungo.
Dao Chichiki, Kutsam Jepe, Dropokin, Singar,
Tanya Long Tempo,
Tanya Long Tanya
said the Marpa Lotte Densa, Lot over Longa Yata Livre.
And when Milarepa received from the Lord of Translators Marpa instruction. Then he went into retreat for 11 months in a cave called Tanya Longtenpo. And then after that, he spent the rest of his life until the age of 84 living in caves, which are usually referred to as the six outer fortresses, the six inner fortresses, the six secret fortresses, and the two super secret fortresses, making a total of 20 caves in which he spent most of his life. And he lived in caves until he was 84, at which time he passed away, passed into parinirvana, also in a cave. So the fact that there was no obstacle to his practice in this manner, and that he was able to live his entire life and attain the complete fruition of this practice in that life, was due to this aspiration or intention on his part. So therefore, it is also appropriate for us to chant this. The reason why vast aspirations of this kind are necessary is that the nature of this life is like a dream. And if we fixate on the apparent reality of these dreamlike appearances of this life, we will cause ourselves great suffering. So it is necessary that we purify, remove this concept or thought which consists of fixation on the apparent truth or reality of appearances. In order to do this, we must complete our lives with practice, complete practice in our lives. And in order to do that, it is necessary to make the aspiration to do so.
Not distracting.
the path of skillful means unprovide us. May the Son find a way to follow in His Father's footsteps. Compassionate Master, the essence of
Don Gorte de Cartimbore, de Jurzur de Lui Tigs over a Sigjondra o Kangamare, and Jondra o Yure, de Geranso de Mambo Dongondo, Tambo, San Nisha Saki, Luna Kale, San Nuntana, Sanje Sakpa Mepe, Yendin Sanje Majapa Yure in the Sami Jitu de Nisha Saki Yure, Tang the Nambaloni Abondo, Tinti Jiso Kang Mamango, San Nutango, Malaria Tagon Jundi Hibu.
These 10 songs that proclaim the definitive meaning are of great importance, and they have been translated in such a way, not as a literal translation, but as a free translation, so that they can be sung with the melodies that we've been using. So please sing them again and again in this way, and as you do so, please reflect upon their meaning. You could start by singing each song 21 times. Generally speaking, there are inconceivable qualities to a Buddha, but particularly mentioned as the undefiled qualities are 21 different ones, so it's an auspicious number to start with. As for the ascertainment of the view, we've used up our time, so I'll begin to teach this tomorrow. As the root text and the commentary are both the composition of Jhongon Lodru Tai, it seems auspicious and of great blessing to study this in the presence of Jhongon Rinpoche's Kudum.
Dene nga so chupa la, chupa lunga yesom de chu je lega di gugundo, lu je lega te, dene san sarva tang kora japa la so pare, che par do kangba lega te dene kora jaya ta chu je che don roya ke lega de ma to kangba le lega yo mare, e chiran so ya Pulare de Salio Juni, Tene, Tanda Saronka Hulundu, Chitin Lokora Jama, Tene Kangba Chujileka, Kangba the Chilipita.
And so please be here at 9 a.m. tomorrow to receive this instruction. Then the practice of Dharma consists of applying one's body, speech, and mind, and the application of body consists primarily of prostrations and circumambulation. And aside from circumambulation, we don't use our legs much in this Dharma. So please make use of your legs in circumambulation here and at stupas such as the Jarunkasho or what is it? What do we call it? Bodha stupa? Bodha stupa.
These legs
of ours are composite, therefore they are impermanent and will soon be destroyed. They may end up in a box somewhere, they may end up being burnt, or they may end up being fed to vultures, but in any case they're going to end up somewhere, so while you've got them, please make use of them.
Gevan de Jewo Gun, Sonam Yeshe, Sozon, Sonam Yeshe, Lejon, Tamba Kunyan do Borisho, Munjo Lumbo, Kuye Tashish, Yan Lajo, Sunge Tashish, Tadra Jume, Tukje Tashish, Jarwe Kusun Tunje Tashish.
Chirantan, Arantayo.
Oh, no, sir. No, America, like your dad.